USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Majorities of American voters believe that President Donald Trump abused his power and obstructed Congress in the Ukraine scandal, but the public remains split, largely along party lines, over whether those actions justify his removal from office. Those are the findings of a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll that said 46% of registered voters say Trump should be removed versus 49% who say he should remain. More than 19 million cases of the flu have been diagnosed in the United States this season, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. After a dip in the first few weeks of 2020, flu activity has once again spiked. Widespread activity is reported in every state except Hawaii. Overall, the CDC estimates the flu has led to 180,000 hospitalizations and 68 children have died. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The president is being forced to serve up DNA evidence in a trial. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
A woman who accuses President Trump of raping her in the 1990s is now asking for a DNA sample from him. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll served notice for the president to submit a sample before March 2nd in Washington for analysis and comparison against unidentified male DNA on the dress Carroll claims she was wearing during the encounter. A lab report shows several other people were tested and eliminated. President Trump was asked about Carroll and the allegations in June.
It's a totally false accusation. I have absolutely no idea who she is.
Carroll filed a defamation lawsuit against the president in November after he denied the allegations.
For the first time since 2015, the New England Patriots will not be competing in the NFL's title game. The San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs take the field in just a few hours on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Today is shaping up to be a unique day for reasons other than the Super Bowl and Groundhog Day. It's also a rare palindrome. While various forms of palindrome dates are fairly common, 02-02-2020, that's February 2nd, 2020, has the unique distinction of reading the same backwards and forwards when written out in eight digits in multiple data systems, according to University of Portland professor Aziz Inan. According to his calculations, the last such palindrome was 1111 and the year 1111, which is more than 900 years ago. And the next will not occur until March 3rd, 3030. That's 101 years from now. A new crop of 117 emojis will be dropping in Apple's next update. Twitter is already rejoicing at some of the long-awaited additions, including a transgender flag and a boba tea emoji. The new emoji class also features a gender-neutral Santa Claus, a gender-neutral person in a tuxedo, and a wedding dress. Emojis of parents bottle-feeding children and the pinched-finger Italian hand gesture will also be included in the release. Other notable additions include a worm, a toothbrush, a bell pepper, and finally, a smiling emoji with a tear. The new emojis were announced by the Unicode Consortium, a nonprofit that maintains software standards and has been working for years to diversify its pool of emojis. Thanks for spending your big game Sunday with us. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.